Thank you, ladies. If you got your Bibles, will you go with me to Acts chapter number 20? I actually have had three messages come my way tonight, and I'm on my fourth one, okay? And honestly, I just wrote the outline in my Bible, and I'm going to preach from Acts chapter number 20. And I think it is a timely message. You that are listening by way of live stream, I would like for you to share the message right now. This will be a help to you. And I want to share this from my heart tonight. I'm going to be as transparent as I can be. I know we're living in difficult times, aren't we? Troublesome times. But let me, I'm burdened about this. And Greg, by the way, that was wonderful tonight. Thanks for reminding us. See, I want to tell you what's happened to us. I'm going to be real frank with you. I don't want to cut the chase. We have allowed a virus that we can't control us. Come on, help me. We have. It controls almost everything we think. We have allowed politics, an election, and a country to affect us. Just absolutely steer us. And here's what I think we've done. We've lost our focus. We've lost our vision. You say, well, Preacher Smith, why did you push tracts so hard last Sunday? Because we're not passing out enough of them. Because our mind's too much on the election, and our mind's too much on the virus, and our mind's too much on everything else instead of keeping people out of hell. Why are you starting back presenting your missionaries? Because there's a world that needs Christ. Amen. And I mean that tonight. And I see it. I want anybody that's got a fever or something, don't come to church. And if you're sick, don't come to church. But dear God, quit using this virus as an excuse of staying away from church. I mean, man, we're doing everything well. We had not had one outbreak. We have not had anything like that. We take temperatures, wash hands, wear a mask, and we'll even put a cage on your face if you want us to. But the thing about it is, church, we cannot lose our focus. And I'm going to talk tonight, just a moment, on a focused man. And I have a short thought. And I want it to be in your soul tonight. But I want you to go to Acts 20. I ordinarily have you stand, but I won't tonight. I want to read verse 17, and I'll probably read down to verse 29. And I thank God for our church, our missions, people being saved. Thank God, the shooting in Texas unnerved a lot of people, and I thank God for our security. I want to say this, that we don't talk about security much, but you're secure. I want all y'all to know that. Sunday night, we had a couple guys kind of different, but one of them we knew, okay. They didn't have no guns or nothing like that. But we had security close. But they're a little confused on their doctrine, okay? You say, well, why didn't you just throw them out? Because they need to hear the truth. I mean, we had to rebuke them a little bit on some of their worship. You say, well, you do that, I'll rebuke you in a minute you start doing something stupid. And we did, but we didn't hurt them. We didn't, and they came in masks. They took a mask off while they were listening to me preach. I didn't like that too well. And they started out amongst y'all with them off, and I said, put them back on, boys, because I'm trying to protect y'all. What's important to know, this pastor has your interest, and we're going to protect you, and we're going to watch over you, not just from outside interference, but from inside interference and for anything that the devil throw at you. But I want to give you a truth tonight, and I'll be done. The Bible said in Acts 20 and verse 17, and from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Now stop there a moment if you want to make a note. You said, who is the elders of the church? You're looking at him. I am your elder. He's an elder. The pastors of the church. An elder has three offices. He's pastor. That's the feeder of the flock. He's bishop. He oversees the flock. And he's elder. He counsels the flock from the word of God. Amen? It's not a separate office. Now, there's a lot of churches that built their foundation. They have a pastor, they have a deacon, they have a trustee board, and they have an elder board. And the elder board usually is over all of them except the pastor, and they usually run the pastor. And they run the deacons, and they run the trustees. We have it right here. We got pastor and deacons, and the deacons are trustees because originally that was most of their job. Somebody help me preach. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, now he's testifying to them, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. Paul's telling them, I've been here for you. He's serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now notice this, what Paul said. You might say, he's boasting on himself. No. He's confirming to them what he has already done before them. Amen? He said, how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. But here's what I want to preach on tonight. But none of these things move me. I want to preach on this subject. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. If you think this pastor is moved by what's going on in this country and the wickedness of this country, and that I'm backing up one step, you are absolutely wrong, because I am not going to be moved by the things I see, by the things that are unseen. I am going to keep about my Father's business, and I'm going to serve God with gladness. And you know what some of you need to do? Instead of watching, by the way, I watched out some of the news media today, made me half sick. I'm out on Fox, I'm out on LSD, and I'm out on, you know, MSLSD, and the Clinton News Network, and all of them, I'm out on them. I'm getting tired. And by the way, most of you are influenced by them, and influenced by the papers, influenced by them. That's why you don't come to church because of a virus, because they done told you you're going to die if you come to church. But you can go to Kroger's, and you go to Walmart, and you go to school, and you go everywhere else but church. I shall not be moved. And I made my mind I was going to let it rip, potato chip, tonight. Paul was afflicted. Ain't nobody in this church was afflicted like Paul. Ain't nobody in this church was persecuted like Paul. Nobody in this church was mistreated like Paul. But when he came down to this place, he said, I shall not be moved. I want to ask all of you, have you noticed this in our churches today? There's a lot of people moving. A lot of people. They're shifting their values. Listen to me. There'll be some people that went to our church in March last year that'll not come back. Because they have got satisfied with live stream. And by the way, don't go out here and criticize me and say, I don't care about people with underlying conditions. I tell them to stay home. I don't care about the virus. I protect you from the virus. But ladies and gentlemen, we done got stupid. We're blind. We've been moved. We've been moved about a church membership. We think, well, it's troublesome time. We can't give like we used to give. And we've been moved. Oh, Lord, surely I can't give about my tithe. They get to missions. Somebody ought to help me preach. We need to up our missions. We need to up our soul winning. We need to up our efforts and not back up. Three things. I want you to follow me. Verse number 19. Hear me out. I shall not be moved because my motives are right. Look at verse 19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me, by the lying and the weight of the Jews. My motives are right. I gotta be honest with you, there's a lot of people gets behind pulpits that motives are not right. There's a lot of people that's in churches today that's motives are not right. You know what Paul's motive was? You know how he served God? He served God in the humility of mind. What that means is he wasn't puffed up. He wasn't proud. He wasn't arrogant. He had humility about him. You said, what is humility? Humility and meekness, hey, is not weakness. It is just saying, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. I ought to be in hell. I ought to be burning. But God saved me. And with many tears, I don't know if I have to be honest with all y'all. I have cried more since March 15th last year than I've ever cried in my life. I've openly wept. I mean, I've wept in my office. I've wept in my study at home. I'm trying to do right. I told the preacher today, he's so frustrated. He's frustrated that people can go to Kroger's and go to Walmart and go everywhere else, but they can't come to church. Everybody's told him, you kiss the virus in church. That's sad. Am I brokenhearted? I'm brokenhearted because people's lost a burden. My heart breaks because people's got cold. They've got lackadaisical and they got lukewarm and they're not on fire for God and the world's dying and going to hell. But Paul said, my motives are right. I want all y'all to know that my motives are right. I try to be humble to you people. I try to love you people. I weep over your problems. I got a call today. One of the best families I've ever pastored is Bill Thomas Omnis. Bill's got cancer all over his body. He probably ain't gonna make it. He's probably listening. I love you, Bill. My heart breaks. See, I want you to know something. You better hear me out. You need to get your motive right for God. You ought to have your, by the way, you got your motive right. You want to be in church. You got your motive right. You want to pay tithe. You got your motive right. You want to give out tracts. You got your motive right. You want to support mission. Somebody help me preach. And it won't be about you. It'll be about them. Number two, I got to hurry. I know this is short, but am I helping you? Help you. Hey, by the way, ain't nothing wrong. Listen to me, look at me. Ain't nothing wrong every once in a while. Check your motives. Because the best of us can get off track. And well, listen, we're watching this wicked world, and what we can do, we start focusing on all that stuff. And we wonder, is God going to take care of me? Am I going to be all right? I want all y'all to look up at me. You are going to be all right. Number two, he said, I shall not be moved, not only because my motives are right, but look at verse 21 and 24. He said, my message is right. He said, testifying both to the Jews and the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say this to you. Look at the last part of verse 24. He said, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He, by the way, it's not enough to just have good motives. I know some people that are good. I know some Jehovah Witnesses got some, you know, fairly good motives, but they ain't got the right message. You can have good motives, but if you don't have the right message, you're missing it all. And ladies and gentlemen, there's still just one message. And it's the gospel. Now, Paul put two things in the gospel here that you ought to look at. And we don't preach this much like this, but repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck or smarty. But the word metatemo, I want all y'all to hear me. You cannot have faith without repentance. And you can't repent without faith. Did I preach that right? See, they intertwine. The Bible said Thessalonians, how they turned to God from their idols. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what happens when a sinner gets under conviction and the gospel's preached. They've shown their sin, and they turn from their sin, and they turn to God, turn to the living God. That is faith and repentance together. And by the way, they are not interchangeable. They come from the same word. Study it. It's the word metatemo. And I'll tell you what, we got a lot of shallow preaching today. That's not preaching repentance and not preaching faith. You know what we're saying? Just join the church. You know what we're saying? Just sign a card. It's more than that. No, it's you falling out from your sin. It's you being drawn by the Holy Ghost. It's you repenting of your sin and turning to God. Amen. Amen. He said, I preach that. And he said, that is the gospel. Yes. I'm not talking about a work salvation. I'm talking about pure grace through faith. But what's involved in that is repentance and faith. Come on now. And I've got to be honest with you. You know why most people are not getting saved today? They ain't sorry over their sin. And godly sorrow worketh repentance. You know why this whole world's a mess today? They ain't sorry over their sin. You know why our country's out of control? Because they ain't sorry over their sin. We have coddled it. We have rubbed it. We have treated it all different way. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to repent of your sin. Amen. And place faith in Christ, which are interchangeable. Can't do one without the other. You come here tonight and you repent, I guarantee you what got you up here to repent is your faith. And if you come up here and you place faith, I'll tell you what got you there, you turn from your sin. Am I preaching? Does any of this make sense? See, I'm not going to move from that. I'm not going to let the Calvinists, I'm not going to let the contemporary, I'm not going to let the charismatics or nobody else get me off that message. I ain't going to move. You said, why haven't you went one direction or another? Because I'm balanced and I ain't moving. I'm an independent, fundamental, single-rallying Baptist. I am a hellfire preacher. I am a grace preacher. I am a repentance preacher. I believe what I preach. I ain't moving from it. I believe the best church members are those that's been saved by grace through faith, and they repented and placed faith in Christ. I shall not be moved. You said, you don't think you'll ever change? Nah. Ain't gonna happen. Now, it may be a day that I can't keep up being a pastor. But don't get shouting inside because I ain't there. Okay, don't get real excited about me. Maybe I won't be around you. But, you know, if I live long enough, I'm going to get old. I'm not old yet. And I may not be able to do it. But I want you to know something. And one of these days, I might go crazy. And they put me in the insane asylum. And I'm going to build the largest church in the insane asylum I've ever seen. Because see, I shall not be moved. See, our motives can't change. I shall not be moved because of my motives. I shall not be moved because of my message. But letter number three, I'm done. And this is important. I shall not be moved because of my manners And the Bible said, Paul said this, wherefore I take you to record this day, verse 26, that I am pure from the blood of all men. Our morals and our manners, I'm pure. You know what Paul said? If I go right now, I ain't going to have people's blood on my hands. You know why? I didn't keep back anything. I want to tell you what we're planning. And you might say, I'm crazy. Nah. You the one done went crazy. I'm still the same one. But we're planning a mission trip this summer. We checked the place we're going, Grenada. And their virus level is very low. And if we can get beyond these next few months, get into summertime, we're going to take about 30 people and go down there and hold 2 Bible schools and 2 revivals and try to reach everybody we can. And you said, why are you doing that? Because church, I'm worried that we're losing our focus. I'm trying to put you back into it right now. I'm trying to get you to go out of the church and get you a track. I'm trying to get you to pray about that card you got in the mail about faith promise, that you not do what you did last year, but you do more than you done last year, and all that's above your tithe. I'm trying to get you motivated. I'm trying to say, don't move. Don't move. I shall not be moved. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to be honest, please be honest. Have you allowed anything to move you? Come on now. Have you allowed anything to stop you? Have you allowed the forces of the devil and the afflictions of the world stop you? Then shame on us. Amen. You know what we ought to do? On this first Wednesday of the year, maybe second Wednesday by now. I don't even know what date it is. Yeah, it's the first. We need to renew our commitment to the gospel. Amen. And that we're not going to move. And you know, people listen to me live stream, that you ain't been here since March, and some of you just come sporadic. You'll come a few weeks and you think the COVID's getting bad, then you head out and hide out again. It ain't changed here. We ain't had no cases. You said, but I heard you had people in the church has it. Yeah, but they're smart enough when they got a little sick, they didn't come around me. They're protecting themselves and protecting you because we're educating them. But we can't be moved. Amen. How many people are going to die? I wonder how many people, Michael, has died and went to hell since last March because we let down our message and we quit being fervent. That doesn't mean, Joel, I'm permitting to be unwise about things. But I'm saying is, once we get this mindset that church ain't important, attending church ain't important, serving God ain't important, missions are important, we've done moved. And I shall not be moved. Bow your head with me. I want to ask you, how many of you know you're saved? If you die tonight, you know you're saved. Raise your hand high. Hold them up high. Amen. How many right now, on live stream and in this auditorium, would admit you've let the circumstances of the day and these last 9 months move you from what God really wants out of you? I just wonder how many people raise up your hand and say, yep, I've let it affect me. Raise your hand. Come on. I've let it affect me. Yeah. Come on. I've let it affect me. Yeah, I have. Come on. I didn't let politics affect me. I didn't let all this junk affect me. All I worry about is what they're saying today in politics. All I worry about is what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to, some of us, come around this altar and say we're going to stand for God. We shall not be moved. Stand with me. If you need to pray, recommit on live stream. Listen to me. If you don't have underlying conditions, get back to church. Get back to doing right. Get back to being fervent. Get back to loving God. Get back to serving God. Get back to giving out tracts. Our Father, thank you for this little thought tonight. We'll praise you.